This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ecuadorian officials said that a riot in a prison in a coastal city killed 24 inmates and injured 48 more on Tuesday. The country's prison services, a police and military operation, managed to regain control of the prison after about 5 hours. The country's prison service says a police and military operation and the violence involved gunfire, knives, and explosions and was caused by a dispute between prison gangs. Television images showed inmates firing from the windows of the prison amid smoke and the detonation of firearms and explosives. In July, the president, Guillermo Lasso, decreed a state of emergency in Ecuador's prison system following several violent episodes that resulted in more than 100 inmates being killed. Top U.S. general said Tuesday they advised President Joe Biden to keep American troops in Afghanistan and express concern that the Taliban have not severed ties with al-Qaeda. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of U.S. Central Command, said they had personally recommended some 2,500 troops remain on the ground in Afghanistan. Biden in April ordered a complete pullout of U.S. forces from the country by August 31st, following through on an agreement reached with the Taliban by former President Donald Trump. Milley, McKenzie, and the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin were grilled for nearly 6 hours by U.S. senators by the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the chaotic evacuation from Kabul Airport. More than 100,000 people were evacuated, but 13 U.S. Marines were killed and in an Islamic State suicide bombing. This is VOA News. Top senators from U.S. President Joe Biden's Democratic Party warned Tuesday that the U.S. relationship with Brazil would be at risk if President Jair Bolsonaro does not respect democratic norms in the October 2022 elections. The far-right leader, one of the leading international allies of Donald Trump, has warned that Brazil could see scenes reminiscent of the January 6 mob violence in Washington by supporters of the former U.S. president's false claims of election fraud. In a letter to the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, four Democratic senators said that the disruption in Brazil's democracy would jeopardize the very foundation of relations between the Western Hemisphere's two most populous nations. The senators voiced alarm at Bolsonaro's claims without evidence that the voting system is mired in fraud and his suggestions that he would not concede defeat. Chile's lower house of Congress on Tuesday approved a bill to decriminalize abortion within 14 weeks of pregnancy, a major step towards legalization of a procedure still only allowed in a handful of Latin American countries. The bill submitted in 2018 by opposition MPs seek to charge the existing law, which will change the existing law, which allows elective abortion under certain circumstances. Activists say that those legal abortions represent only about 3% of the thousands of secret terminations taking place in the country. Among other Latin American countries, abortion is legal only in Uruguay, Cuba, Argentina, since January, as well as Mexico City and three Mexican states. It is banned in El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti, and most other countries allow it only for medical reasons or in case of rape. Poland's president said on Tuesday that he would request the extension of a state of emergency along Poland's border with Belarus for a further 60 days due to a surge in migration that Warsaw blames on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Poland and fellow European Union states Lithuania and Latvia have reported sharp increases in migrants from countries such as Afghanistan and Iraq trying to cross their borders in what Brussels and Warsaw say is a form of hybrid warfare designed to put pressure on the bloc over sanctions it imposed on Minsk. A state of emergency involves restrictions on freedom of movement in the affected areas, including for the media and non-governmental organizations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.